The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Hi, this is Kevin McCullough. Thanks for listening to the Christian Outlook podcast, where we cover today's issues from a perspective that honors your Christian faith. Our podcast is brought to you through a partnership with the Pepperdine Graduate School of Public Policy. Here's another piece I trust you'll enjoy.
How can you be the most effective parent? Right? You want to love your kids, of course, but you also want to have authority and discipline so that your kids learn the skill set of what it is to truly flourish. Well, Chap Bettis is with us. Chap is the author of Disciple Making Parent, a guidebook for raising your children to love and follow Jesus, and Parenting with Patience, Overcoming Anger in the Home. He's also a conference speaker, executive director of something called the Apollos Project, which we'll talk about now. Well, I'll talk about in a while, but he wrote a piece called Kids Need Both Affection and Authority. Chap, welcome to the show.
Well, thanks a lot. It's a privilege.
Thank you, Chap.
Yeah, so Chap, you write in your article that you keep in your counseling sessions and your speaking, keep coming back to the phrase, parenting is about affection and authority. Why those two?
Well, my heart is to help parents pass the gospel to their kids, and that's what the disciple-making parent is about. But as I'm speaking, a lot of the questions come back to what I'd call parenting 101, the foundations. And as I talk to young parents, that often they seem to be struggling. And, you know, biblical wisdom really is often holding two principles in tension. And one of the things that became clear to me as I raised my own kids, who are now in their in their 20s, but really, as I quote in that article from Spurgeon, there's both authority that I have as a parent and affection, and so I need to demonstrate both of those equally to my children and be comfortable with both.
I think this is probably true, Chap, and I'll just speak from the experience of my own marriage, but it's true that, you know, there's always a split between parents, right? That one person is more of the lover and one person, you know, one parent is more of the authority figure. And unfortunately, it causes marital clashes, doesn't it? And it's hard to figure out that balance between the two.
Yeah, you'll often have, you know, one parent who tends to be looser and the other who tends to be more strict. And I think what this article really hopefully shows is we need both. And so that the parent who is quote the lover or the kinder, the more warmth needs to realize, yes, yeah, our kids need boundaries. We need to say no, we're not going to hurt them. And likewise, the one who feels like they have to hold down the boundaries, the discipline, the authority, also needs to remember, hey, do this with warmth. Do this with a smile on your face.
I think that probably it's true that, you know, when a lot of people get married, you know, it's come into more sort of mainstream. Certainly the church has been a leader on this, that there's, you know, been premarital counseling, which is a very good and necessary thing, right? But what about counseling for raising kids?
I mean, that's a good question.
Is that a possibility? I mean, do you do things like that? Does that work?
Well, I, you know, from what I hear, one of the biggest areas of disagreement, besides money, for a married couple is child raising, and it's because they, first of all, nothing is nearer or dearer to our hearts than our children, and then also there's so many decisions that have to be made, whether sports or, you know, do I overlook this disrespectful comment or do I act on it, and so really, you know, the temptation is for, I think, dads sometimes to be passive and say, well, whatever she says, talking about the mom, assuming a two-parent home, which we can't assume today. But and so, yeah, it's fraught with areas where we can disagree. Actually, I would say this is probably the issue that my wife and I in terms of just struggled. And it was, you know, points of tension, which actually I would argue is a reason for churches and individuals to get common teaching that is helpful to them. And even if they're going to put their own spin on it, which is fine, both dads who should lead the home and moms are hearing the same thing. And then they can, of course, put their own spin. And that's what God calls you to do, to lead your family. But at least you've heard the same teaching.
Yeah, well, that's a good point. And we could talk a lot, Chap, about how churches talk about child rearing. And of course, it depends on the denomination. Let me reintroduce Chap. Chap's the author of The Disciple Making Parent, a guidebook for raising your children to love and follow Jesus Christ. Chap, what about that type of spiritual formation? You know, we have a lot of, you know, marriage organizations, marriage strengthening organizations, that sort of thing. What about, you know, teaching people, or maybe not teaching people how to parent, as John asked, but maybe taking it the next step? What about people who are in, you know, a triage situation with their kids?
Where they're just trying to figure out what to do next? Is that what you mean?
Or there's an emergency, or there's an emergency, or they just feel like, you know, something's gone horribly wrong and there needs to be a reset.
Yeah. Well, I think, you know, I believe that churches, this is part of churches teaching and discipling their families. You know, managing your household well, from 1 Timothy 3, is both a requirement for elders and deacons. And so the idea is, the first place I live out the gospel is in my home. And so I do believe churches should teach this. And yet it's also an area fraught with problems. J.C. Ryle once said, I'd rather teach a man about anything or rebuke a man about anything than his parenting, because we get defensive, which we really shouldn't, but we get defensive about that because we feel insecure and whatever. But actually, there's also a piece on the TGC website where I talk about, in terms of the triage, that we want to invite, as families, invite the church in, invite others in, that we go to other wiser couples. We're not Googling Google. We're Googling in the church, in the sense of calling people in and say, hey, I have this problem. What advice would you give me? And part of it is because we think this is because I parented wrong. Well, children come sinful. So you can be the perfect parent and you're going to have sinful children who are going to test you.
It's interesting. You know, I think, Chap, you know, at least me growing up, and I think this is probably true for a lot of people, that, you know, we tend to parent how we learn to parent from our parents, right? I mean, I remember being a kid, and my dad was kind of one of those, you know, strong, silent types. He did not speak to me at all, you know, as a guy, as a man. I remember being in the car with my dad, and there would be like total silence. And I'd be like 13 years old and thinking, would you talk to me? Would you give me something? I knew enough that I wanted something from the guy. And I thought, as a young man, when I'm a dad, I'm not going to be that way. And so I've not been that way. I've been, you know, I'm just talking all the time. And my kids,
kids are like, Dad, would you give it a rest?
You do see that, right? My kids, they roll their eyes and they're like, will you stop, please? I mean, it's way too much information. You know, you're going so far over the top. So, I mean, how do you find that balance? Because, you know, I learned one way from my dad what not to do, even though I love the guy, like, tremendously. But you see my struggle?
Yeah. And I think what you're talking about is very common. So we either, you know, when our kids are little, they're imitating us. When they're older, they're evaluating us. And so for you're exactly talking about that. And then you're drawing, every parent is a former child. And so we either parent the way we were raised or in reaction to the way we were raised. And so that's why I think really what we want to do is go back to the scriptures. We want to look at our Heavenly Father, which is what this article was based on, who is both an authority who we yield to, we submit, and also rejoices over us with singing, delights to interact with us. And so as a guy, I want to be drawn to how my Heavenly Father is, you know, is interacting. And so that's where you know, I urge parents, be intentional. Go back to the scriptures. I've got some material. We can talk about that. But really, just be an intentional parent. Don't react.
It's good because it goes by so fast. Yeah, okay, so sure talk about the resources. You know, as you came in, the Apollos Project. What is that?
Well, in Acts 18, our scripture tells us about Apollos, who was mighty in the scriptures, and he was jealous, and his heart was he was courageous towards unbelievers. And I just think in this day and age, that's what we want our young people to be. They're mighty in the scripture. So I founded the Apollos Project to equip parents to pass the gospel to their kids. And the disciple making parent is really the centerpiece of that ministry. We give the audiobook away for free. But really what we've been talking about, and the reason I wrote this article, is because as I go out and speak about discipling our kids, I'll get a lot of parenting, foundational parenting class questions, Parenting 101. And so really this material is covered in another resource I have called Parenting with Confidence, because parents are so worried they're going to mess up their kids. And we can talk about that, because that's a whole philosophical thing that we get from the world. We're not going to mess up our kids, barring, you know, assuming no physical, sexual, mental abuse. They come messed up already. They come sinful already. And so we need to be comfortable doing it God's way. And so that's Parenting with Confidence. And both of those are available on my website.
Wow. That's terrific.
Yeah, Chap. Thanks.
Thanks for being with us. I mean, it's a hard, you bring up the word authority, and right now that has like a negative connotation, Chap.
Right.
And, you know, combining it with affection, that's really the only way to understand godly authority. And, you know, I just appreciate you highlighting that.
Chap, that is the ApollosProject.com. Of course, you can find Chap on social media as well. Chap Bettis, Bettis. Thanks for listening to Christian Outlook. Our program is coming to you today in partnership with the Pepperdine Graduate School of Public Policy. It's America's most unique graduate leadership programs offered on Pepperdine's breathtaking campus in Malibu, California. Learn more at publicpolicy.pepperdine.edu. If you enjoy our podcast, take a moment and tell a friend to subscribe today.